Your assignment in life. Man is a twofold being. He is mortal as to his earthly nature, and immortal as to the original divine nature. The Aquarian Gospel does not fail to point out this duality, as for example, in the teachings of the sages in Zoan when they talk about the two egos. In every human life, there is always both an outer assignment and also an inner assignment. One can accept or reject an outer assignment addressed to the mortal being. An inner assignment, however, addressed to the immortal divine being in us, is part of the divine plan of creation. If we accept this inner assignment and show our willingness to cooperate, then this acceptance immediately includes the key to fulfillment. Just like all Gospels, the Aquarian Gospel tells us of an inner assignment, of the inner development of man. The messengers, wisdom teachers such as Elihu and Salome, have the task of reminding us unceasingly of our inner mission, of our high origin, of the possibility of returning to the original nature, and of living accordingly. Revealers of the Light. According to the Aquarian Gospel, Elizabeth and Mary receive an assignment following the births of John and Jesus. They are subsequently instructed in the caves of Zoan in Egypt, that is, in the mystery school of Elihu and Salome. Elizabeth and Mary are called the chosen mothers of the long-promised sons, the revealers of the light. Elizabeth and Mary accept the responsibility of teaching their sons in order to lay a solid foundation stone on which the temple of a new original man must once again be created and erected. They have to inspire their sons, ignite them with love and a sense of justice, pointing them to the holy purpose of their mission, so that in due course, the mighty work that awaits them can be fulfilled. Once God and man were one. Due to thoughts, words, and deeds linked to the world of space and time, man separated himself from the original divine world and fell into the material world. However, God does not abandon the world and humanity. Rather, he seeks those who are lost. He wants to restore the original relationship between God, cosmos, and man by means of love. Therefore, he sends his children into the world to compel them to reveal the light, the love, and thereby to proclaim to humanity the possibility of a return to the unity. In order for that mission to succeed, John is given the task of preparation by means of unceasing purification. Only purity can clear the way, remove stumbling blocks, and make the path straight in order to allow Jesus to bring love to humanity. Love and purity. What is the essence of this message? The starting point is that nobody lives only for himself. Every living being is bound to every other living being by invisible threads. We all have a twofold inner assignment. Firstly, the individual assignment to live the life of our current situation, and thus, via life experience, to reach consciousness and renewal. And secondly, to carry out the inner work and thereby be of help toward the spiritual development of the world and humanity. Every human being has his ideals and is constantly striving to realize these. There are three areas of human endeavor that demonstrate this most clearly: science, art, and religion. Each of these areas has its own ideal. In science, man seeks for truth. In art, man strives for beauty. And religion, man pursues goodness. The true, the beautiful, and the good. The areas of the true, the beautiful, and the good correspond to thinking, feeling, and acting. They become reality by means of three attributes, head, heart, and hands. But when we soberly consider what humanity has managed to achieve with his pursuit of ideals, it is noteworthy that man appears not to be able to gain lasting results. At most, there are results that are only transitory. Therefore, our world has proven to be a world of delusion. Why is this? Why is everything only temporary? Why does it turn into its opposite and grind to a halt? It is because our world is not the original world. It is because our aspirations are based on the lower ego, even if we think this is not so. Let us consult the Aquarian Gospel, which relates what the difference is between the two egos. And we quote, "He who knows himself well knows the illusions of the world, and knows of the things that pass away. But he who knows God knows well the things that cannot pass away." Close quote. Therefore, the sages of Zoan teach us, if man wants to be freed from the delusion of this world, let him turn his eyes inward. For this reason, the teacher Elihu makes a sharp distinction between the two egos. Two egos, the self-created gods and demons who have neither ears to hear nor eyes to see, neither a compassionate heart nor the power to save, made of air and dressed with shadows and thoughts, they reside in the lower ego, which we know as our self-centered personality. Elihu encourages us to learn to know the self-centered ego, to understand it, and having become fully aware of it, to purify our thoughts, feelings, and deeds. If we can pursue such a pure attitude of life, these demons will disappear through the power of love. John is the forerunner. His mother, Elizabeth, is aware of the delusion of this world, from which she has stopped expecting anything. Her mind has come to the point where she will actually begin again with the purification because there is no longer any other solution. John is the one who receives the assignment to effectively take charge of this purification and to realize a new mode of life, thus paving the way for the one who will come after him. For what comes after the purification is the love power of Jesus, that which is born of the most sublime purity we could possibly imagine, Mary. Thus, we see that John and Jesus are not characters outside ourselves, but rather aspects of the inner assignment which all of us has received. We ourselves have been called to become and be revealers of the light. As soon as the light of the Jesus character has manifested itself within us, the way is open for the true, the beautiful, and the good. That which know no opposite and are truly divine.